I'm here with a whole bunch of people from the Music Conservatory of Sandpoint and the newly formed North Idaho Philharmonia. I'm here with the artistic director, Jan Pallant. Welcome, Jan, to the interview.
Thank you.
And
it's great to be here.
Yeah, thank you for doing this. And Marcy Hogan, you're the assistant to the Philharmonia. Welcome.
Thank you.
And Karin Wiedemeyer, you're the executive director of the Music Conservatory of Sandpoint. Always, always fun to have you on these Zoom calls, interviews.
Thank you.
Okay. So the North Idaho Philharmonia is a newly formed orchestral performance group. I don't know, there's a word I couldn't quite find there. Working with the Music Conservatory of Sandpoint, we'll get into that relationship a little bit. This newly formed Philharmonia is hosting an inaugural performance this Friday, December 17th at the Panada, and we want to hear all about that. But first, I really want to hear about you, Jan. Jan Pallant, you're the artistic director of this newly formed group. Tell us who you are. Who are you? And a little bit about your background.
Thank you, sure. It's great to be here today with all of us. So I'm originally from Prague, Czech Republic. That was first destination where I started my music training, first in viola, piano, and later in conducting. Then I went to Brussels and moved finally to United States of America, first to Pittsburgh, then Kentucky, and it's fantastic to be now in Northwest. When I was approximately 16 years old, I got my first opportunity to conduct youth orchestra in Japan and realized that this is something I really kind of cannot live without, working with people, doing great music. And when I was 21, 22, I started to conduct the professional orchestras, first in Czech Republic, then in other parts of Europe, Romania, France, Germany, and also in Asia, Thailand, China, and Japan again. And when I moved to the United States, I became eventually music director of the Lexington Chamber Orchestra in Kentucky, and also got opportunity to work as a director with the Coeur d'Alene Symphony. And so far, I had opportunity to conduct, to work with 37 professional orchestras, and some of them were great, some of them were not great. However, it's interesting experience every time. And basically, with the North Idaho Philharmonia, we are planning to create long-term goals. It's a professional orchestra, and this orchestra is aiming for creating a unique sound that would be quite different than the sound of other orchestras. And basically, the orchestra will be focused on, I would say, 70 to 80% to classical Western European composers, and also doing other genres, jazz, pop, folk music, and others. So to do diverse styles of music of all kind of centuries, basically starting from 16th century, when the classical music started to have first orchestral pieces. North Idaho Philharmonia has the first concert ever this Friday at 7:30 p.m. at Panada Theater. And there is also a pre-concert talk at 7 o'clock. We will feature young, talented pianist. His name is Daniel Beal, who is going to perform Johann Sebastian Bach's Piano Concerto No. 4, A major. Daniel is a 13-year-old man, very gifted. He won already several local competitions, including Washington State competition. Very gifted man. We are very much looking forward to working with him. We have amazing musicians, both high-level professionals and also young talents. from the music conservatory standpoint and also from the conservatory music, Cordelin Music Conservatory, and several other guests from other places, also from Montana, I believe from Post Falls and other parts of this beautiful region area. Yes.
Yeah, Jan, I wanted to get back to something you said. I mean, you have these really, it's a quite diverse kind of approach to what you're going to plan to do, what you're planning to do. Your background is very deep into music. You started out with viola and some other instruments, but I wanted to just get back to a picture of what it means to be the artistic director and conducting all these different orchestras and some of the hopes that you have for the Philharmonia here in North Idaho. How do you become a professional conductor of an orchestra? What's the difference between a musician? I mean, do you have to know how all of that, those instruments work?
Sure, I think it starts from the team working. The good conductor cannot be good conductor if he or she wouldn't have a great musician working together. And it starts also from the professional approach to have a good rehearsal, music rehearsal system, how to work with the orchestra. Professional musicians, they basically know a lot themselves what to do. The conductor is basically there to, let's say, to support, to help musicians play at their best, which is not necessarily the case when working with non-professional orchestras, where I would say the conductor is more needed to kind of really, I don't want to say to teach the notes for the musician, but to be more kind of conducting a lot with the hands. But a professional conductor, I believe, is a person who in fact doesn't have to conduct too much with the hands. Maybe it sounds a little strange what I'm going to say, but conductor's hands are sometimes the last thing that the conductor would need. It is, of course, still needed. Without conducting, it's hard to make interesting music. However, professional conductor and professional musicians, there is kind of psychological chemistry where it's like a chamber music where musicians are listening to each other. Conductor is there to help to coordinate the sound, to help the particular sections in the orchestra to be in touch, musically speaking, to check the balance, to check the color of the orchestra, etc., etc. It's a very interesting process, I would say. And yes, it starts from a deep knowledge of the score, to know very well the music score. Then there are typically 3 to 4 rehearsals with the professional orchestras, where it's expected that all the musicians are prepared for the first rehearsal to know all the notes, all the rhythms, and all these things related to it. So the rehearsal can start from the first minute in regards of making the music and making great arts. I think artistic director is a person who should have long-term goals with the music organization. There is a difference between artistic director and conductor. Conductor typically would just do 1 week show with orchestra and then, let's say, disappear. However, artistic director would work more regularly with the orchestra. And my personal opinion is that the artistic director should be really involved not only in the musical things, but also to be involved in the fundraisers, to talk to people, to invite them for the concerts, to meet donors.
Like what we're doing right now is getting the word out. You're the spokesperson for the Philharmonia. And it sounds like a lot of the work happens when someone is learning to be a good musician and all these pieces come together and you kind of hold it really in rehearsal, or what I would call practice. Those rehearsals is where it's all happening. And the performance, the Philharmonia that's happening Friday night at the Panada, is a culmination of all that work coming together. It's kind of like the magic moment, it sounds exactly. like.
Exactly.
I wanted to get over to Marcy. You're the assistant to Jan. What is your role in all of this production potential?
Well, I've been working with Jan on connecting people. And I think it's really important to create a network in any type of business, but especially in a music organization, to create a network. And Jan has huge connections all over North Idaho, and he's, you know, spreading out into other areas. And so I've been working with him to connect with musicians and just bring them together and offer this opportunity to perform, which is in North Idaho is interesting because, you know, we're very spread out. So I know there's musicians out there. We know there's arts, there's culture, but it's just basically pulling those things together. It's kind of like if you were looking at a spider web where it starts very small in the middle. And then as you branch out, you realize, you know, you have all these connections and it grows into a huge web, a network. So I've been working with him to connect with those musicians and offer them this opportunity because it's a golden opportunity. It right. really is. And it all came together when we rehearsed last evening, seeing, you know, the people that I'd seen on email on stage, and we're all coming together and making music and seeing Jan's vision through. It's really exciting.
Well, I think as the word gets out and as people experience the performances of this Philharmonia, it will become a carrot for some of these musicians to strive to be better so that they may also join this group of professional. It really becomes a professional movement forward for a lot of musicians that they can strive to get better and maybe join the Philharmonia. Just for a minute, I want to let the KRFY listeners know that I'm speaking with Marcy Hogan, assistant to Jan Pelland, who is the artistic director of the newly formed North Idaho Philharmonia, speaking with Jan also, and also with Karen Wiedemeyer, who's the executive director of the North Idaho Music Conservatory of North Idaho. So I want to talk about that relationship just a little bit with you, Karen. What is the role of the Music Conservatory of Sandpoint with this Philharmonia, this newly formed North Idaho orchestral group?
Well, for one thing, that the school has matured enough to create a very powerful and solid platform for projects to stand on and new ideas to be developed on and to launch. For example, help launch this wonderful orchestra. We've been around now for 13 years. We are in the midst of renovating Little Carnegie, which will be done probably by the end of January, which gives us a really outstanding rehearsal space. So for an orchestra, for example, to rehearse and to come together, so all of the ingredients that are necessary to support an orchestra in its beginnings are already in place. And that is how we can really come together, align our ideas, and be successful, you know, is in place. So I think that partnership can be really create incredible things. And you know, our project, I will say, between courage and madness, but in between that, there is that gray space where some beautiful things can emerge from. And I think this is one of the beautiful things emerging.
So does this make you excited? Was this always part of your vision way back when, Karen?
Well, certainly. Also, you know, my vision was always to have an international spread, and the more international capable people I can bring together, the more we can offer to this community and to our students. So we've always had an international spin on the school, international involvement, and so that was part of the vision. It's extraordinarily exciting for me to have Jan come and join us in this capacity and for us to help him to be successful with his vision.
I can only imagine the students at the Music Conservatory School can be inspired and have something to look forward to by having an orchestra right here in our community that performs and brings together the best musicians in the area. So that will be a good thing for the school too, to have that model.
For sure. And our young musicians, orchestral musicians, they have something to work towards because they understand international standards. So, you know, our young violinists, our cello players and all, they will be going and hearing these performances and will be, in touch somehow with Jan. And I think that inspiration will trickle through to everyone who is involved and who wants to be part of an orchestra or is learning an orchestral instrument.
So let's get back to Jan for a moment. What's the difference between an orchestra and a philharmonia? There's two different words. Is it the same thing?
Sure. Great question. Philharmonia would mean orchestra. However, it doesn't specify the size. Ah. Exactly, because if we have symphonic orchestra, that would mean it's a large orchestra, typically of 60 of musicians on the stage. If we have chamber orchestra, it would be typically approximately 25 musicians on the stage. However, philharmonia, it's a larger term for orchestra that doesn't specify the size of the orchestra. It can be 80, it can be 15 people on the stage. So this gives the great flexibility to create and to perform all kind of orchestral work. Because, for example, some composers from European Western classical part of the world from the 17th century, they would have orchestral work just for approximately 20 musicians. However, 20th century composers that are writing for the orchestra would have 100 people on the 100 musicians on the stage. So therefore, Philharmonia is ready to perform really mostly all kind of great Western composers, not only Western, European. However, Philharmonia, the term itself means orchestra, but doesn't specify the kind of exact amount of the size. Can be again smaller size orchestra and can be extremely large size of orchestra.
Okay. So I'm wondering for you, Jan, what's the number that's too many? Is too big?
Is there
a number that's too big?
I see. I would say from my view, when we are talking about a large, big orchestra, for example, let me give you an example, Austrian composer Gustav Mahler, he would have most of his orchestral work for at least 90, even 200 musicians, which I think is quite a lot. Yeah. And sometimes there are also choirs, so that can be even 150 musicians on the stage. Wow. So this is my view on larger.
Okay. So,
typically, it would be, let's say, 50 musicians. I was exaggerating this Gustav Mahler, but however, it's true. He has these works for this size of orchestra, but typically, a large orchestra would have approximately 50 to 60 musicians.
Okay.
With these unusual works that could go up to 100 musicians.
Okay. So that kind of leads us back into talking about what's happening this Friday, December 17th at the Panada Theater. It will be, as you said, there is going to be a pre-talk. So it says come early for the pre-talk at 7, and the concert starts at 7:30. Let's talk a little bit about the music. You mentioned a soloist, a young soloist, 13 years old, really, on the piano?
Exactly.
Oh, well, so tell us what the concert entails this Friday night.
Sure. The program for this Friday's show includes Italian composers. We will start the show with Italian composer from the 17th century, Arcangelo Corelli is his name, Arcangelo Corelli, who wrote a beautiful concerto grosso titled Christmas it's titled as a Christmas Concerto Grosso, which means this is an orchestra piece where there are interactions between the solo musicians playing alone with the larger group of musicians. It's a very interesting piece. The second piece on the performance will be played by this very young, very gifted young pianist, Daniel Beal, who will be performing Johann Sebastian Bach's Piano Concerto. This is a very popular piece, originally actually written for a violin, and this is kind of modified for the keyboard. And actually it's written for harpsichord also, as well, but we will play it on the piano this time. Then there will be intermission, and after intermission, there will be another Italian composer, Ottorino Respighi. Respighi was a 20th century Italian composer who is famous for his great orchestral piece called Pines of Rome. And we are going to play actually his another great piece called Ancient Airs and Dances, Suite Number 3. And we can hear kind of unusual sounds. This piece is coming from the composer was inspired from the 15th century traditional Italian songs that were played on the lute instruments. So those kind of sounds will be implied in this piece for this concert. And finally, the show will end up by a Hungarian composer, Béla Bartók, who wrote a very energetic Romanian folk songs. Romanian folk songs, those are traditional Romanian and Hungarian pieces played usually on cimbalan. It's a traditional Hungarian instrument accompanied by a string instrument. It's a kind of tricky piece, not easy, at the same time, very kind of transcendental. It's possible that the roof can fall down.
Okay, so yeah. that gives us a little overview. It's very eclectic sounding, but at the same time, within what you have planned. Marcy, assistant to the artistic director, Marcy Hogan, what are you looking forward to in Friday night's performance? And how many students, how many performers will there be in the orchestra or in the Philharmonia?
I believe we have, 25?
Oh, wow.
Correct me if I'm wrong, Jan. I'm not exactly counting the soloists. I'm just looking forward to having people come together to enjoy a live concert in a beautiful venue. This is my first time actually performing in the Panada, so that's exciting too. But looking forward to that and looking to the fruits of our labor at the end of the week after we call it taking to the woodshed and working on our music this week, and then having the final performance on Friday and sharing that with people in our community. Right. And watch. I think there's kind of a buzz going on, so we're going to create a bigger buzz.
I think that's a good idea. And Marcy, what do you play in the orchestra or in the Philharmonia?
I play viola.
Oh, fantastic. Viola. What a beautiful instrument. I can only imagine, for someone observing, we observe music in a certain way, but when you're in it and you're performing, it must be fantastic. It must be another level of awesome.
It is. It is. Being able to share things that we've worked on for so many years.
And Karin Wiedemeyer, what are you looking forward to for Friday night?
Really just a collaborative spirit coming together and just some wonderful music really a lot of joy. I think that's going to be a very joyous event, and to a Christmas event, and just for people to be astounded of what we can do in Sandpoint and how we are culturally emerging as a main player in the Pacific Northwest, and for everyone to be part of this journey and to have a wonderful musical experience.
Well, fantastic. That sounds so perfect for this time of year and for this time in our lives. We need music. I call it, we had a movie at the Panada the other night called Antidote. And to me, music is the best antidote there is. And
when, agreed.
And when you get to collaborate with fantastic conductors such as Jan and musicians in a group, it just takes you to another level. So again, ticket information. And Jan, I should ask you the same question, really. What are you looking forward to for with the Friday night performance at the Panada?
I'm very much looking forward for collaboration with not only fantastic musicians and young talents, and also to be in touch lively on the concert, in the concert venue with the wonderful audiences, to create all of us wonderful orchestra, audience, and hopefully conductor. So all these three parties to create really a magical moment, I would say almost once in a life moment. Because why we are coming to concerts? We can otherwise stay at home to listen to recordings. I believe we want to experience something transcendental in the concert venues. It's one time thing happening, and a lot of energy should be happening at the concerts of North Idaho Philharmonia to really create the once in a life situation. That's our goal, and we are very much looking forward to meeting a great audience on Friday, 7:30 p.m.
Sounds good. You know, it is an excellent opportunity to have that collaboration and to make the magic together. And the audience does participate in being there. They get moved and inspired by the work of those musicians together. Let's talk a little bit about tickets that are available online at sandpointconservatory.ticketspice. Okay, I was trying to read that.com. Or you can call the Music Conservatory at 208-265-4444. Looking forward to it. That's a concert. I'm talking with the artistic director, Jan Pallant. Thank you for joining us today. And Marcy Hogan, assistant, and Karen Wiedelmeyer, thank you. And looking forward to the concert Friday night, December 17th, 7:30, early pre-concert talk at 7 p.m. You guys are awesome. Thanks for doing what you're doing in our community. It really makes it special to be here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.